We're here on KSOM, and we're previewing the high school volleyball season. Let's look at the Cam Cougars this coming season. Last year, Hillary Zimmerline and Ethan Westling were co-coaches. This year, Hillary will take over full-time, and she joins us here on KSOM. And Coach, how are you feeling about your team coming into a new volleyball season?
I'm excited for this team this year. We didn't lose a ton, just a couple players, so it helps me out starting out with just replacing two spots.
Yeah, 9-19 overall record and middle of the pack in the Rolling Valley Conference. You know, like you say, you lost a couple of seniors like a Gracie Van Tyker and Maddie Richter. Those were obviously key players that played a lot for you, especially Maddie, who played in just about every game, and she provided 195 kills for you, which led the club. But so take us through your offense. What do you like about what you got coming back to generate kills?
I'm excited. We just really stepped up. JC Eden is going to replace Gracie Van Tyker. She's just going to play all the way around and be our right side. And I'm excited because she knows how to place the ball. It's not always a hard swing, but she knows what to do and where to put it. And then for Maddie, we haven't really decided who's going where exactly, but Morgan Will is going to step up as another hitter. So we have all our hitters. We just got to figure out who's going to play where, which is a good problem to have.
Well, what do you like about Krista James and Ruthie Rich, who are right behind Maddie in terms of offensive production? What do you see from Krista and Ruthie and what they can produce?
I'm really hoping they step up even more this year. They did awesome last year, obviously, but I can see them stepping up and not only being good on the offensive side, I am excited to see them defensively with blocking. And I think they're really going to be able to step up and help out a lot with both sides of playing.
Well, take me through each one of those players and what you see as their strengths.
Ruthie Rich, she hits well, but she also knows how to place it. She knows when to swing hard, when not to swing hard. And she has hands up all the time, which is awesome to have. And then same with Krista James. We're trying to figure out what's outside, middle. We aren't sure which side she's going to play at, but either way, she always has hands up. I just need to work with her to see the ball more and get her hands up better on the defensive side. But hitting wise, she's there. It's just, we got to just get in a groove with each other and see how we're going.
And in the center position, Courtney Fullman, last year as a sophomore, had 434 assists. So it must feel good to have her coming back. What are her skills in the middle there for you?
We're really excited. She even hit 1,000 assists as a sophomore, which is phenomenal. So we're excited. And 3 years on the varsity team is huge. It's just that one more year of something under her belt to help us out. She is all around good player. She will definitely help with setting. She might hit a little. She's going to play a little back row. She has one of the best serves on our team. So just all around, she will be helping us a lot.
What about the defensive spots? Do you use a libero? Who would be, if you do, who would be the candidate for that position? And who else do you expect to lead the defensive side?
Our libero is Kylie Williamson. She was libero last year. She, again, another year under her belt is going to help a ton. Just the confidence even with it. She did really well for us last year, and I'm expecting even more from her this year. And then we have Keely Kinney. She's going to be another defensive specialist. She's only a sophomore. She didn't play much varsity last year, so it's just getting her used to everything and everyone. And then Kendra Nelson is another defensive specialist. She's right there. Like libero, her and Kylie, they're fighting for it. But Kendra is in the back row, always moving. And then Caitlin Platt, she does some back row for us as well.
What do you like about your service game coming into the year?
Last night we had a scrimmage against Griswold, and I was pretty happy with how well we were serving. We were aggressive. We didn't worry about missing a serve. So that was good. Our goal is to be at least 90% every night on good serves. Overall, like I said, Courtney and JC are two of our top servers that a lot of the other teams can't handle their serves. So I'm excited about them being opposite of each other too.
What do you think about the Rolling Valley Conference this year?
I haven't really looked much into it. I think it's going to be pretty similar as last year, honestly. I don't see much change. I'm hoping, though, for us that we will be up there more, not stuck in the middle. I think we can compete better this year with a lot of the teams.
Well, you have a lot coming back, and it seems like you have a plan to replace your two players from last year, your two graduating players. Does it give you an advantage to have, you know, pretty much players keep some of their similar roles that they had last year?
Yeah, I think just like I've said, it helps to have that year under your belt. And a lot of them have been playing together for many years. So it's kind of nice to see that team work together and how they know each other, I guess. So it's nice to not have to try to get a whole new team to gel and figure each other out.
So what do you see as your key for your team to have a successful season this year?
I've said this to the girls multiple times. I'm not big about the record. Obviously, we want to have a winning record. We want to have fun this year. But my biggest thing is communication. We need to communicate on and off the court. We haven't been great about it. And I just want them to be able to talk to each other on and off the court. We need to be able to, and I felt like they did that really well last night against Griswold. They knew who was going where. They knew how to talk to each other about what set they want, what pass they want. And I think it just needs to continue. And I think with that, we would have a successful season.
Well, Coach, let's hope it all comes together. And what's it like just for you? Now you were, like I said, at the top, you did it co-coach with Ethan last year. Now you're kind of taking everything over by yourself. What's that process been like for you?
It hasn't changed much. Ethan and I had pretty similar coaching, like ideas and thoughts. So it hasn't changed a ton. And I used to be a head coach at Exire Elkhorn. So for a few years, so it's stepping right back into that role it's going well.
Very good. Well, really appreciate your time and best of luck for your team throughout the season. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Hillary Zimmerline, head coach for CAM Volleyball, with us here on KSOM.